Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Sheffield Live's weekly folk programme, broadcasting to the world. With Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m.
Well, did you ever make a cannon made with lovely pickle cream? With the greens and scallions mingle like a picture in a dream. Did you ever make a hole on top to hold the melt and flake of the creamy flavoured butter that our mothers used to make?
Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made cold cannon in the little skillet pot.
Well, did you ever take potato cake and boxty to the school? Took underneath your oxter with your books, your slate and rule. And when teacher wasn't looking, sure a great big bite you'd take of the creamy flavoured soft and melting sweet potato cake.
Oh, you did, so did he and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made cold cannon in the little skillet pot.
Well, did you ever go a-courting, boys, and the evening sun went down, and the moon began a-peeping from behind the hill down, and you wandered down the boreen where the cloracon was seen, and you whispered love and praises to your own dear sweet Colleen?
Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I, and the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made cold cannon in the little skillet pot. Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made cold cannon in the little skillet pot.
Welcome back to the second half of Thank Goodness It's Folk. And we started with that amazing tribute to the beautiful food stuff that is cold cannon, sung by the Black family. Frances on lead vocal there with her brothers Michael, Shay and Martin, and her sister Mary Black. The album came out in 1986 and is just takes me straight back to my childhood. My parents played me that album a lot when I was a kid. Some of you might even have it, the Black family, and the song was Cold Cannon. I think I'll stay in Ireland and talking of favourite records from my childhood with the masterful fiddle player Kevin Burke, known for his solo work, but also as the fiddle player who stepped into the enormous shoes of Tommy Peoples in the Bothy Band. His solo album, If the Cap Fits, is just one of the best instrumental records ever, and we'll hear the opening track, A Kerry Reel.
Thank you.
In Oxford City lived a lady, and she was beautiful and fair. And she was courted by a sailor, and he did love her as his dear. He said, my dear, let us get married. Let us now no longer stay. I'll work for you both late and early, if you my wedded bride will be. This girl, she loved him, but at a distance. She did not seem to be quite so fond. He said, my dear, you seem to slight me. I'm sure you love some other man. He saw her dancing with some other. A jealous thought came to his mind, and to destroy his own true lover, he gave to her a glass of wine. So soon she drank it, so soon she felt it. Oh, hold me fast, my dear, said she. Is it that glass of wine you gave me that takes my innocent life away? That glass of wine now which I gave you, that glass of wine did poison hide. For if you won't be my true lover, you'll never be no other man's bride. Said he, so in each other's arms we'll die now to warn young men of jealousy. Oh, hark, oh, hark, the cocks are crowing, the daylight now will soon appear. And in my cold, cold grave I am going, and it's you, Willie, has called me there.
That's Frankie Archer, very innovative musician indeed, with her version of Oxford City. One of the great a cappella groups of all time in English folk history was Swan Arcade. Here they are with their magnificent version and very influential version of Peat Bog Soldiers.
Far and wide as the eye can wander, peat and moor are everywhere. Not a bird sings out to greet us. Trees are standing gaunt and bare. We are the Peat Bog Soldiers. We are marching with our spades to the sing. No one can get through. Flight would mean a sure death facing. guns and barbed wire. Great are you. We are the beatbox soldiers. We are marching with our spades to the moor. But for us there is no complaining. Winter will in a time be past. Then once more we will stand rejoicing. Homeland dear, you are mine at last. Then will the beatbox soldiers march no more with their spades to the moor.
I cut the grass again today. Getting low, and I don't know how much longer it will last. I could hear the neighbors say, it would serve him right to get a visit from the government. Oh, but I don't see things their way. I won't play along with the games they're playing. But you see one flood and you've seen them all. And they're not all that they're dressed up to be. They strut their feathers in the Dust Bowl parade. And the lineup in has been cavalry. I went to church again today. The preacher was welcoming. I smiled through my disbelief and prayed. And I watched my words so heaven bound. And a light was growing in. But you see one God and you've seen them all. And they're not all that they're dressed up to be. They strut their feathers in the Dust Bowl parade. And they line up in the has-been cavalry. I met a pretty girl today. She said she was an angel, but I know she is the gypsy's daughter. She said we could run away, run into the wasteland, find the places where no one ever goes. And her eyes, they shone like forest fire. And the dogs were running in the wasteland. But you see one love and you've seen them all. They're not all they're dressed up to be. Strut their feathers in the Dust Bowl parade. The Milano in the has-been cavalry. And the rain is coming down, falling silver ribbons on. southern ground. People say you can see blood in the puddles, blood in the puddles, but I just see the rain. I only see the rain. 'Cause you see one flood and you've seen them all. They're not all, they're just up to be. They strut their feathers in the dust bowl parade, and the line up in has been cavalry. They strut their feathers in the dust bowl, and the line up in has been cavalry. Line up in the has-been cavalry.
John Bowden with the Has-Been Cavalry from his 2009 album Songs from the Floodplain. And much as I like everything that John's done in recent years, I personally think that Songs from the Floodplain remains his finest solo album. You may have other opinions, but yeah, absolutely cracking record, a proper concept album, and that is my favourite song from it. Well, a few weeks ago on the program, I mentioned that we would bring back the feature Fiddler's Green, which is songs that sound traditional, but we know who wrote them, if our listeners might suggest a song. And we didn't hear much for a little while, but I have heard from Fiona Wilcock from Glasgow. And Fiona, thank you. You made my day when you wrote in and said that not only would you like to hear the return of the Fiddler's Green segment, but you would also have a song that you would like to suggest. So let's play the jingle again, because I like this jingle, and then I'll tell you what Fiona's chosen for you today on Fiddler's Green. Fiddler's Green. I'm sure that's traditional.
Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
So Fiona has suggested that we play the song The King's Shilling. This was written in 1979 by a singer-songwriter called Ian Sinclair, and his band were called Mirk. You can tell us if you remember that Scottish band, M-I-R-K, as in Mirkwood. Ian Sinclair is the writer of this song, and I have heard this song covered by many people. And the suggestion was Karen Casey. Karen's recorded this a few times. She recorded it solo, and she also recorded it with James Taylor. But having listened to them, I think that her original version is the one I'd like to play today. So this is Karen Casey singing the not traditional but very traditional sounding The King's Shilling, written in 1979. And thank you, Fiona Wilcock, for the suggestion and also for the revival of Fiddler's Green. And if you're out there listening and you would like to suggest a song for this segment, we'll see if we can keep it going for a little while longer. Here is Karen Casey singing The King's Shilling.
My love has left me with parents torn. Alas, the last of him I ever saw. He joined the army and marched to war. He took the shilling, he took the shilling, and he's off to war. The laddies come, hear the cannon roar. Take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Well, did he look as he marched along? with his kilt and sporran and his musket gun. Ladies tipped him as he marched along. He sailed out by, he sailed out by the broom along. Pipes did play as he marched along, and the soldiers sang out a battle song. March on, march on, cried the captain gay, for king and country, for king and country, we will fight today. Come laddies, come, hear the cannon roar, take the king's shilling and we're off to war. Battle rattled to the sound of gun, and the bayonets flashed in the morning sun. Drums did beat and the cannon roar, and the shilling didn't seem, oh, the shilling didn't seem much worth the war. Come laddies, come, hear the cannon roar. Cut down by bayonet and musket ball, many of these brave young men would never fight for, would never fight for the king again. Come laddies, come, hear the cannon roar, take the king's shilling and you're off to war. Come laddies, come,
Karen Casey, and it's good to have Fiddler's Green back underway. I mentioned that I had a new record here from Dan Walsh, who is a fantastic banjo player and singer-songwriter. His new album comes out soon and is called At the Station and is absolutely excellent. I think we've always known Dan was a fantastic banjo player, one of the best in the country, one of the best in the world. But I think it's his songwriting which is starting to really come to the fore now, as he does it more and more and gets better and better. The track I've picked is a very poignant one indeed. It is called So Much Light. And he wrote it after attending the funeral of a mutual friend of both his and mine and many of you. Her name was Lucy Coggle, and sadly she took her own life after a long struggle with depression. And at the start of 2025, Dan and myself found ourselves with other friends of Lucy's, friends and family, at her funeral. And one of the things that we did at that funeral was play session tunes, because Lucy was an avid and wonderful session musician. She was best known for her cello playing. She was an incredible character, a lovely, lovely human being. And it was just so sad and so sudden to lose her so soon. Dan wrote this beautiful tribute to her, thinking about all of the things and emotions that session at her funeral brought up. So with great sadness and also with great fondness that I play this track for our mutual dear departed friend, Lucy Coggle, written by the great Dan Walsh from his album At the Station. This is So Much Light. And I would like to dedicate this to the Coggle family, Rosie, Lynn, Beth, and all of the family.
I've been thinking of you. Has it been 1 week or two since the tunes flowed, but with an empty chair, with a smile and a tear over whiskey and beer, and a sense of just how many people care? It's the joy of a reel, then the way that I feel, it takes over and tears prick my eyes. It's the first time today we can process our way, since we all had the worst kind of surprise. It seems a shame you can't remain with a smile that beams so bright. How could someone feel so much darkness yet bring so much light? Oh, so much light. Somehow that seemed just right as we queued out the door to say farewell. In a crowd yet alone, as the lady strikes the tone of the sad story she has to tell. You can always find that old thought in your mind as you think what we all could have done. It's a thought with no end, doesn't help us contend with the fight that we all wish she'd won. It seems a shame you can't remain with a smile that beams so bright. How could someone feel so much darkness yet bring so much light? Oh, so much light. So high and so sadly little time, with a legacy to last more than a while. And I hope you'd be glad, even though it's so sad, that we all still will think of you and smile. It seems a shame you can't remain with a smile that beams so bright. How could someone feel so much darkness yet bring so much light? Oh, so much light. Oh, so much light.
Red the tip again. Red button dogwood, locust, blackberry bridges. Red button dogwood, locust, blackberry bridges.
branches red, bud and dogwood, locust, blackberry bridges.
Clucky from her forthcoming album, The Little Winters, and it's available for pre-order now. And that song's called Blackberry Love. Well, if you're keeping up with the child ballads, you'll know we're up to 217, and it's a real beauty this week.
Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
So this is a fantastic child ballad, 217. The title of the song is The Broom of the Cowdenows, but it's also called Bonnie May. The broom, of course, being the vibrant yellow flower found throughout Scotland and indeed the north of England. And Cowdenows is in the area of Berwickshire. What is it about? Well, it's always the same. The ballad has been collected many, many times. It was first written down in 1651. It was popular both in Scotland and England. It was also published in the same year in Playford's collection of dance tunes as a dance tune. And so you can find it in the English Dancing Master, known as the Broom of Cowdenows. But it is a popular folk song indeed. It is a story of a shepherdess who is attracted to and falls in love with a stranger who passes her regularly as she tends her sheep on horseback, and eventually they have an affair and she becomes pregnant. She's banished from her country, but then she seeks out this mysterious lover and finds him to be now a wealthy squire, and they marry. But the story is basically a lament from her point of view about the fact that she's never truly happy away from her own native country, and she pines for the bonnie, bonnie broom. I'm going to play you two versions of this song. The first introduced to me by Ed Wynn from Sheffield, who was a huge fan of the singing of Sheffield's own Hugh Warren, who died sadly a number of years ago, leaving a great gap in singing in Sheffield. Hugh was a very, very popular singer in the Sheffield area. I never had the pleasure of hearing him sing in Fagans, but he was legendary. And I'm going to play you Hugh Warren singing The Broom of the Cowdenows. And after that, I'm going to play you a very interesting version, which you may have heard sung by June Tabor on Airs and Graces in 1976 under the title Bonnie May, but it is the same song. I'm going to play it to you sung by Olivia Cheney with the band Decemberists. Together they were called Offa Rex, and they recorded in 2017 an album called The Queen of Hearts, and on it was Child Ballad 217, Bonnie May, also known as the Broom of the Cowdenow. So here are two great versions for you, Hugh Warren and Olivia Chaney.
How blithe each morn was I to see my lass come o'er the hill. She skipped the burn and ran to me. I met her with goodwill. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, broom of the Cowdenow. Fain would I be in my own country, herding a father's ewes. She neither herded ewes nor lambs, while the flock a sleeping lay. She gathered at night and cheered me all the day. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the Cowdenows. Fain would I be in my own country, herding a father's hard that I should banish be gangly and more, because I love the bonniest lass that e'er on earth was born. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the Cowdenows. Fain would I be in my own country, herding a father's ewes. Adieu, you bonny ewes, adieu, farewell all pleasures there. To wander by her side again is all I crave or care. Oh, the broom, the bonny, bonny broom, the broom of the Cowdenows. Fain would I be in my own country, herding a father's ewe.
Downs, downs, right over the tops of the downs. There came a troop of gentlemen as they were riding by, and one of them was lighted down, and he's asked of her the way, way, and he's asked of her the way. Ride on, ride on, you ran, cried his, your steeds are stout and strong. For it's out of the fold I will not go, for fear you do me wrong, wrong, for fear you do me wrong. Now he's taken thee. Now he's mounted on his berry brown steed. He sat the fair Mayor. Go call out your kind father yourself. She'll ne'er call them again, again. She'll ne'er call them again. Oh, he's lost.
Till somebody finds my body. someone may part from my heart.
Angeline Morrison with her 2024 release from the same album of the same name. That was Ophelia, a band I'm extremely fond of. They don't play anymore, I don't think, sadly. The Long Hill Ramblers, they feature the talents of Laura Hockenhull, Ben Paley and Dan Stewart. And here they are with the Southern Girls Reply. Superb recording.
I cannot listen to your words, this land's too far and wide. Go seek some happy northern girl to be your loving bride. My brothers, they were soldiers, the youngest of the three. Fitzhugh Lee. Hurrah, hurrah for the sunny south, I say. Three cheers for the southern girl and the boy who wore the grey. My lover was a soldier too, he fought at God's command. And sabre pierced his gallant heart, you might have been the man. He reeled and fell, but was not dead. A horseman spurred his steed and trampled on his dying brain. He might have done the deed. Hurrah, hurrah for the sunny south, I say. Three cheers for the southern girl and the boy who wore the grey. They had won. A horseman spurred him with his heel. You might have been the one. I hold no hatred in my heart, no cold, no righteous pride. For many a gallant soldier fought upon the other side. Hurrah, hurrah for the sunny south, I say. Three cheers for the southern girl and the boy who wore the grey. Still I cannot take the hand that smote my country sore. All of the foe that trampled down the colours that she bore. Between my heart and yours there rose a deep and crimson tide. My love's and my brother's blood forbids me to be your bride. Hurrah, hurrah for the sunny south, I say. Three cheers for the southern girl.
That's all I've got time for this week, sadly. I hope you've enjoyed the program. Thank you to Miranda Rutter for joining me in the first half to talk about Bird Tunes. Catch her gig on the 20th of May. And if you're listening and you would like to come and support my music, I would be absolutely delighted to see you at the Highfield Trinity Church on the 11th of June with my new trio, which Sam has been playing and promoting for us. And we're so delighted. The trio is with the talents of Benji Kirkpatrick and John Doran, and I'm so happy to be in a band with them, and we're called Bouzouki 3. So get your tickets from Live at Sam's. I'm going to leave you with the wonderful Nigel Eaton, and this is his tune Miriam from his album Fezziwig. Do catch the show on Mixcloud if you want to hear the whole thing and you've just tuned in, and tell your friends about Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live. Take care of each other, and we'll see you next week.